The court's order means the moratorium will remain in place until July 31st. Now, what they said right there is true, but man, it's just looking through a total different set of glasses here. They're acting like the Supreme Court shot it down.
You're listening to 5-Hour Real Estate Week, where you'll learn to consistently buy real estate in only 5 hours a week. So if you're ready to invest in real estate, achieve financial freedom, and own the lifestyle you deserve, even with your job, this is the show for you. Now, here's your host, Mike Butler.
Hello, here's a Market Monday's update on happening on a Wednesday. I just got this morning from my Gladiator legal attorney, who's on top of everything that I meet with weekly involving different legal issues. Well, at 7 a.m. this morning, he sends me a text with this little update. It says, the High Court says CDC lacks authority involving this eviction moratorium. So this is two paragraphs. I'm just going to read the top part for you, and I'm going to show you the inconsistencies in the media. But anyway, listen to this. So in a 5-4 ruling on Tuesday evening, last night, the U.S. Supreme Court said the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, they lack the authority to implement a blanket nationwide eviction moratorium. Now, although the court declined to lift the ban immediately, the ruling means the current moratorium will expire at the end of July. Now, in quotes, it says, this is a massive victory for property rights, says National Association of Realtors President Charlie Oppler. For more than a year, mom and pop property owners have been pushed towards financial ruin as they upkeep their properties, pay their taxes and mortgages with no income of their own. With the pandemic waning and the economy improving, it is time to restore the housing sector to its healthy former function. Property owners, blah, blah, blah. So my attorney sends this to me at 7 a.m. this morning, and this ruling by the Supreme Court was made Tuesday evening. So let me show you what I went Googling, got on my Google machine, and I tried to find some more information about this and to verify that it did in fact occur. And not that I don't trust my attorney, I just want to see what the media is saying about this. So get this, CNN Politics. I'm just going to go with one website here. CNN says the Supreme Court allows coronavirus eviction moratorium to remain in place. That's the headline. And if I scroll down here just a little bit, it says a divided Supreme Court on Tuesday, which was last night, denied a request to block a U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention order that prohibits landlords nationwide from evicting certain tenants who fail to pay rent amid the COVID-19 pandemic. The court's order means the moratorium will remain in place until July 31st. Now, what they said right there is true, but man, it's just looking through a total different set of glasses here. They're acting like the Supreme Court shot it down. Well, I don't think so. And then, believe it or not, Chief Justice John Roberts and Justice Brett Kavanaugh joined the court's three liberals to keep the moratorium in place. Now, remember, they had a 5-4 vote. Justices Clarence Thomas, Sam Alito, Neil Gorsuch, and Amy Coney Barrett said they would have granted the request to lift it. Gosh, my mouth's not working. The current moratorium was set to expire Wednesday, which is today, June 30th. But last week, the CDC director, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, announced what she said was a final extension. They got that in quotes, until July 31st. So they keep moving the goalposts, just, and we've experienced that ever since this whole mess started. So in a statement, she said that the pandemic has presented a historic threat to the nation's public health and that keeping people in their homes and out of crowded or congregate settings like homeless shelters by preventing evictions is a key step in helping to stop the spread of COVID-19. So anyway, so my point is this, the U.S. Supreme Court said the CDC was out of bounds for implementing that eviction moratorium. And I just shared that article that on a legal update that went to my attorney, he sent it to me at 7 a.m. this morning, just a couple hours ago. And this decision was made last night And it just blows my mind how the, what do you want to call it, the mainstream media puts a different spin on it. And so let me just repeat this, the thing that my attorney sent me. It says, High Court says CDC lacks authority. So in a 5-4 ruling Tuesday evening, the U.S. Supreme Court said the Centers for CDC lacked authority to implement a blanket nationwide eviction moratorium. That was their ruling. And they said, well, since there's already, this thing is already set to expire, and CDC said the final extension is going to be July 31st and it's over. Well, they're going to take them at their word for it. And it's great news overall, I guess, but it's just really frustrating how the media puts a spin on it. And it sounds like the government is not doing anything wrong. So I jumped on here quick. Stay tuned, and we'll see you on the next one. Adios. Have a wonderful day.
Glad you joined us for another episode of 5-Hour Real Estate Week. The best thing you can do now is put this information to action. To help you get started, Mike created a free resource for you called How to Buy 50 Houses a Year, Even with Your Job. Download it now by going to mikebutler.com/50houses. And we'll see you on the next episode.